This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Salon Rail and Chevy.
Infowars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Wednesday, the 28th day of September, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And in just three short days, the Internet will be handed over by the United States that built it in conjunction with the UK. It will be handed over the control, the address registries, the domain DNSs will be handed over to a global UN-run consortium. Our election this year will be overseen by the OECD's intelligence body. The OECD is the corporation that began the European Union. It is the European robber barons, the actual corporation. And Obama comes out last week and says we need to surrender control of U.S. sovereignty to the U.N., that we should cue that clip back up, because I don't come up with themes for the show. What's happening creates the theme. I have a stack of mainstream news here where the United Nations is going after Sheriff Opayo, where the United Nations is going after the Texas state government, where in the Washington Post, the mouth of Surin, U.S. owes black people reparations for a history of racial terrorism, says UN panel. Now understand, the human rights panel of the UN is run by Saudi Arabia and Qatar that still say that black people aren't humans and have them basically as slaves in many areas. I mean, you cannot make this up. This is an outside global power, just like the George Soros emails say, using racial and cultural and religious differences to play us off against each other. And you can see how they plan to bring down the U.S., get us all to say we're kumbaya, bring in political correctness, then hype up massive racist behavior by so-called minorities, force feed it in schools, and then have a global system where it's managed and where the U.N. represents the, quote, third world populations that are then brought into the first world for colonial reparations carried out by the very robber barons and royalty engaging in the reverse colonialism of the West right now, playing different sides off against each other. This is the equation that you were just given. It is unbelievable. We've got the Smart Cities Initiative to bring our internet under UN control. We have the strong cities to bring our local police under UN control. You cannot make it up. They're announcing it. So do I get a Pulitzer Prize for breaking all this 20 years ago? No. I'm even more kooky. I'm even more dark-hearted. I'm even more dangerous, according to Hillary and according to her VP candidate, Tim Kaine. I've got to be shut down. I don't have a right to exist. Now, I want to explain something. Michael Savage has 20 million listeners a week. He came on the show twice in the last month, and they manipulated him. They cut him off WABC, let him know he was being taunted. Then they began cutting him off his 400 affiliates. They could have just flipped the satellite off. But they did it over an hour as people called in saying you're slowly being turned off at the station level to drive him into a fit. Now, I've got his home number and his cell number. He's not been answering. I talked to his producer yesterday, and he said, well, we're just trying to figure out what's going on. CBS won't even tell us. You'll hear something soon. But this is a bellwether for everybody. He told me last week during the break that he might not be on the air soon because he was being censored more and more. by CBS. So let's understand that. Michael Savage told me that last week in front of my producers on Skype during the break, talking to him right here in this chair. So this affects everybody. They just took over Fox News. And I told you 2 months ago, get ready for talk radio next.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Wednesday, September 28th, 2016, marks only 40 days in the countdown to the general election. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's the final countdown.
40 days out, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, the 28th day of September 2016. We have several very informative guests joining us. One of them is Mr. Crowder. Of Louder with Crowder, always informative and interesting. Stephen Crowder from louderwithcrowder.com will be joining us. Dr. Ed Gribb's going to be joining us, talking about this story, exclusive, Time Magazine. And then I went and looked, and the news had actually broken 3 days ago, and the New Scientist, but whatever, I just love how time lies incessantly. World's first baby born with new three-parent technique. And, of course, the story that really broke was 9 months ago that the woman was pregnant and then a few days ago that the woman was going into labor. But yes, I guess it is exclusive that the baby's been born. And I don't want to go off the reservation. The point is there were hundreds of articles that broke before Time Magazine said this, and none of them said exclusive. It's just ridiculous how they always spin and deceive at every level. And they sell it like it's this wonderful new thing. We're going to be talking about that a lot more today. Also, there's pretty exclusive conclusive video. It's not exclusive. Everybody's got it, thank God. And that's, did Hillary Clinton give hand signals to debate moderator Lester Holt? You watch the 7.5-minute video up on Infowars.com. It's very conclusive. It's like somebody in a poker game clearly giving signals. And then every time she would do it, he would continue with the topic if it was on one side of her nose. The other side of her nose, he would then immediately interrupt Donald Trump 40-plus times, her only 6 times. So this is just ridiculous. I mean, she might as well have been sending smoke signals up or something, or sending him text messages. So absolutely rigged. It blew up in their face. I think Trump should have been more aggressive. He says he will be in the next debate. I think he knows that he could have done a better job. But it doesn't matter. They totally rigged the thing, and so they lose. And that's what the poll numbers are showing. So they can't win for losing. That's coming up. We have got so much to get into on the continued persecution of anyone that actually tries to bring jobs to the United States. The weaponized government continues. U.S. Department of Labor targets Peter Thiel. And, again, he attends Bilderberg Group, but he does a lot of good things, though. I think the jury's out on one of the founders of, obviously, PayPal, Facebook, you name it. But Peter Thiel's startup sued by Department of Labor for discrimination, saying he doesn't hire enough Asians. Yes, Asians are being discriminated against in high tech. And I guess in PhDs, and I guess in doctorates, even though Asians have the highest percentage in that and are the richest people, basically, in this country in the wide aggregate. But, oh, the white people are out to get them, you see, ladies and gentlemen. Those evil, evil, evil white people. And this is all because they're angry because he came out, you know, as being gay at the RNC, and Donald Trump said it's time to have a big tent and be inclusive. And it was a huge coup against Hillary, and they're totally upset. And so they're trying to destroy his company. That's just how they operate. It's what they do. Also, on the economic front, China debt could wreck the global economy. Leading economists warns country could suffer a calamitous slowdown. And I think that slowdown's already clearly happening. That's one of the big triggers we're looking at. Now, before I get into all of the massive amounts of critical news that we have today, I want to just lay a marker down. That this issue that I'm about to break down is undoubtedly the most central issue facing every man, woman, and child on this globe right now. Global private corporate governance is now standing on its own 2 feet. It's gone from being embryonic to being a baby to crawling to standing to walking. It's now running. It's now a young man. It's now basically ready to start its life as an adult, as an operating system, not as beta, but as 1.0. As I said back on September 1st, everything locked in place. It was very clear. Their entire program accelerated 200% the week before and that first week. All hell broke loose. Their programs launched. You could see the integration, whether it was Apple or whether it was Facebook or whether it was Google or whether it was Bing. You could see it on the Microsoft platforms. Everywhere, the new look came in, the new notifications, the new style, the new operating systems, the new upgrade. It all went into place, unified continuity of agenda. Very, very, very chilling. And the UN came out suddenly all over multinational news, all over our news, and said, the UN is going to run your borders. The UN is running the immigration program for the U.S. and Europe. The UN is going to go after right-wing extremists. The UN is going to take over the Internet. They'd always denied it. They said it was just a multinational transfer, but we still have control. Oh, now they, admit the New York Times. Yes, the UN's taking over. Thank God. Hurry up and censor these right-wingers. And massive censorship intensified in Europe, and civil emergencies were declared, and radical Islamists were brought in, and UN TV ads air in Sweden, France, and Germany saying, it's good to not be German, blonde hair is bad, it's racist, German families are bad, you need to wear the hijab, you need to marry a Muslim man. I mean, I've aired the TV ads. I've shown you the parenting magazines. I mean, this isn't some little fringe kook group doing this. This is UNESCO. the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization, which our universities, our high schools, everything is standardized and set to their regulations. The federal regulations are written to meet that, not our laws, but what the UN says. They launched in the last 6 months, Strong Cities, admitted takeover of our local governments by the United Nations, enforced by the Justice Department. Obama administration and UN announced global police force to fight extremism in the U.S. Today in the news, U.S. owes black people reparations for a history of racial terrorism, says UN panel. The UN all over Africa to create carbon offsets will go in with troops. This has been even in the New York Times, and kill whole villages, sometimes thousands in a week, to take them off their ancestral lands and, quote, set it aside for a carbon sink when multinational corporations go in and want to take the property. But they're going to tell Europe and the United States, and by the way, the UK ended slavery pretty much worldwide, except for in the Middle East, that we owe reparations and that we ancestrally owe other people money. That's like if your dad's a murderer and then you go to prison for it. Well, how about your great-great-grandfather or great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather going back to slavery? Now it's the UN saying you will pay reparations, manipulating internal groups within our nation, with Soros, with Hillary, with the Justice Department coming in to manage the local police departments under UN control. This is the Washington Post today. It's up on Infowars.com. There is an entire section on DrudgeReport.com that breaks all of this down. This is happening. This is unfolding. This is real. Now, I want to be clear. When October 1st comes around in 3 days, okay, they're going to have TV shows and they're going to have newspapers say crazy people in Congress and crazy people online thought the UN would end the internet. Look, the internet's still here today. Birds are tweeting. The sun's out. We never said that. We said the regulation and the control is going in and that they're going to phase all this control in and that they're going to announce more and more UN control in the months and years to come. And you see it all happening. Now, 2 or 3 years, total UN takeover, that seems like a long time. That's a flash. Now, let's go to this report with Michael Savage being taken off the air. And how this affects everyone is part of a global government takeover. Here it is.
Those who stay, cross over the line.
We're back on the air. Apparently there was a glitch. We think there was a technical glitch. I kind of doubt it. So if you want to know if there's media bias tonight, you don't have to look any further than this show. 100 million viewers, and on the eve of the most important debate in history, they take off a man like me. Not so much as an email to my producer before the show. Did my syndicator send a note saying they were preempting me today? So the only reason they preempted me is to prevent me from talking about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, in my estimation. And I'm going to make a statement right now. If they do this to me again tomorrow, and they did it to me, by the way, without any notice, make a note of this because you may not hear me tomorrow or ever again. I want you to understand the kind of duress I'm under. This is sabotage. Do you understand what sabotage is? Those of you who are listening, understand very clearly, if perhaps for the first time, that the fairness doctrine is already in operation on WABC in New York.
It was a year ago that the reclusive Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com visited Austin, Texas, with an unannounced emergency message for our listeners.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines, you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How many more moons and sunrises will you see in your life? Rise and fall. There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness Sometime.
No.
No, you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane.
And you had the Justice Stephen Breyer said we need to look at a global law. Now, remember just recently...
Getting lined up with it.
So they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board.
In just 4 days, the domain registry system and the Internet IP address program will be handed over to a multinational consortium headed up by the United Nations and the Communist Chinese. The Communist Chinese are the biggest censors in the world and execute people that peacefully practice Buddhism. And this is who Facebook and Google and Twitter and Apple and others are working with. This is the new consortium that will decide the future rules of the Internet. Because whether it's China or areas in Africa, more and more poor people are now getting on the Internet in these countries, and those nations are finding it near impossible to completely censor that information. So what they're doing is coming to the United States and Europe and asking those governments to set up systems to censor the information promoting freedom before it gets to those other countries. Because if Obama's going to tell Africans you can't have air conditioning or cars, Americans can't have air conditioning or cars, or at least Africans shouldn't be able to see that.
Ultimately, if you think about all the youth that everybody's mentioned here in Africa, if everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over.
Just last week, I had the former technical leader of the NSA on, William Binning, and he said clearly, this is a corporate system establishing world government through the surveillance grid and the takeover of the Internet. What's the master strategy on building this technocracy? I mean, do they have one?
I think it's this is my impression, okay? Certainly, it is population control. But not just of any given country, but of the world. And so what they're after in direct, and I think Obama has stated this from various points, that he wanted a world community. So I think that's probably what they're after. In order to do that, they have to be able to control the people of the world. So in order to do that, you have to have knowledge of them to know who's doing what so you can stop it or manipulate it any way you want.
William Binney, that is the most profound thing I think I've ever heard you say. You've said a lot of profound things. This is the key for a technocracy world government program, and Davos admits that's their plan. But here you are, the former leader of the National Security Agency, telling us that that's what they're building. I haven't heard you talk about world government being the objective. I mean, it clearly is. Can you elaborate with your geopolitical and geospatial and technical understanding?
Yeah, well, I see, that's the problem. The technology has made this all possible. I mean, we could easily follow 12 to 20 billion phone calls a day. If it's, you know, like 10 million people moving around every day is trivial. That's a trivial issue. So all of that could be done by technology, and yet they're claiming something is really difficult when in fact it's not.
Obama's czars are now openly calling for the return of the fairness doctrine, where you can't have any political opinion on talk radio. They've been targeting talk radio sponsors. They have been going after my show. And just as Dr. Drew was pulled off the air for saying, hey, Hillary's clearly got medical problems. What she's being prescribed is deadly when you mix the drugs together. I want to help her. He was fired 1 week later.
There are two other things that gravely concerned us. When she hit her head, she had to wear these prism glasses when she came out.
Right.
That is brain damage, and so that, and it's affecting her balance. Now, clearly it hasn't affected her cognition, but tell us a little more about that.
And now, Michael Savage, yesterday, was first taken off WABC in New York. When the host began to gloat that it was a coup against him on air, Savage got word and began to basically criticize what was happening and was taken off 400-plus affiliates nationwide by CBS.
Not only have I been sabotaged in the largest market that I have, it's clear sabotage because the two geniuses that they're using to fill in for me who have ratings that are about 40% lower than mine are gloating on the air that they've conducted a coup against Savage right on the air. Is I spent 30 minutes talking about Hillary's health problems. I read you every fact about it. I then read you the pharmacology of levodopa, which is the main drug for Parkinson's. And right in the middle of that discussion of levodopa and its side effects, I was cut off across the country. Now, I don't know how much longer this is going to hold up right now in the studio in which I'm broadcasting from.
Military style. He's pulled off WABC first. The decision is made where CBS is based in New York. Then he's taken off 30 minutes later from his 400 stations across the country. And he's sitting there in San Francisco with his headphones in his studio broadcasting to no one for at least 10 minutes before he discovers that he's been taken off the air. And then he was told, you're basically done. Ladies and gentlemen, this is about a free press. Regardless of what you think about Michael Savage, love him or hate him, this is an attack on the very fundamental bedrock of this nation. This is 21st century book burning that's taking place. Dr. Savage came on the show twice in the last 2 weeks to talk about the dire straits of this country. And during several breaks last week, while I was talking to him via Skype from my studio, he was telling me that he was concerned that this could be the last book he publishes, and that basically he was being censored by CBS, and that he wanted to air the interview that he and I were having, because we just had a powerful segment on his show. And I said, well, air whatever you want. He said, no, I know. But now CBS is telling me I can't air your show. I'm getting really massive heat from up on top. So he said, look, the country's in trouble. They're coming after our free speech. We went back on air, finished the segment. He was gone. I've called him today. Haven't been able to get in touch with him. And now he's off the air. I mean, this could happen to us just like that. Because this is the season we're in of tyranny. This is the climate in our nation. Michael Savage said it himself. He's very proud to be the test case. They've gone after him first. And if they can get away with this, they can get away with shutting everybody off. We stand together or we hang separate. In closing, I want to ask viewers and listeners this paramount question. What is your line in the sand? The censorship, the control is all suddenly being phased in. They're going from beta to 1.0 right now. And the fight is happening. A year in political time is like the blink of an eye. And in the next year, we're going to see the attempt to shut down free speech and bully the American people and others into submission. Already in Europe, they arrest you if you criticize the open borders and the Islamic invasion. The mayor of London just assigned a police unit to arrest people that criticize Islam even mildly. You add this to all the other things that are happening, it is crisis level. We are facing 21st century warfare. It's being conducted by mega banks, huge corporations, using giant migrant flows and collapsing third world populations that have been abused by this very system to bring down what's left of the West. Because the globalists see prosperity and independence as competition. They see the West and any form of wealth and individuals controlling just a small part of their destiny as a threat. That's why this tyranny is the greatest tyranny humanity's ever faced. And that's why all of us are now Michael Savage. All of us are now Spartacus. Spartacus was the famous Roman slave, gladiator, who led a revolt and almost toppled the Roman Empire. And it's a true story that they were killing thousands of the revolting slaves, saying, we're Spartacus. They would all say, I'm Spartacus. Well, I don't want to say I'm jealous because it's a very dangerous position he's in. But the fact that they came for Michael Savage first really sets them into a very special category. They're very scared of him. And they've told me they're coming for us next. We're already under a lot of pressure. We need your prayers and support. We're harder to shut down because we self-syndicate. We work on a lot of other internet platforms. We're in some very dark waters. So we're all Michael Savage now. And if you don't stand with him, and if you don't stand against 21st century book burning, it's going to be your views and your ideas that are banned next. So I hope everybody shares this report with everybody they know, because this isn't just America's fight. This is the world's fight. And we're seeing the fall of our republic right now if these people carrying this out are successful. I'm Alex Jones, signing off from the InfoWars News Center, however long it lasts, in Austin, Texas. Just reminding all of you that are out there watching that you really are the hope to turn this around. You are the resistance. The time has come. Again, the shutdown.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think, just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
Shout us up.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have censors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those
those who are more responsible than others, they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war.
It's happening.
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
We're 40 days now from the historic election. And whether Trump wins or loses, we win because he's promoting nationalism, populism, anti-political correct behavior that shows everyone it's okay to speak out. It's okay to stand up. It's okay to be who you are. Let me do this. Let me just read to you headlines today that are from all my different stacks, World News, Economy, InfoWars, Drudge, you name it. And look at the theme. It's open world government. It's our nations having to do what the UN and multinational corporations say. In fact, can we cue up Obama's 1 minute, 20-second clip from the UN last week again, where he called for global government? And he says, we need to give up our sovereignty. He says, believe me, I have trouble with my fellow Americans getting them to understand international standards, as if foreign countries are running the U.S. It's globalists that are running the U.S., the same ones that have run those nations into the ground, because they don't follow the same rules. They're exempt from almost everything they foist on us. And they sit back and call themselves geniuses because they've hijacked the world economy and because they're consolidating such wealth, but they're so greedy, they never even put infrastructure back in for the general public. And as a rule of hand, they try to dumb us down as much as possible and use weaponized media to keep us in the dark so we can be more easily managed. And finally, you see in the Associated Press and you see in the Hollywood Reporter what we've been telling you for at least a decade, and that is now even in the London Guardian and the New York Times. Almost every billionaire has run to the hills in Australia or New Zealand. Almost every major billionaire has basically fitted out giant yachts with 3, 4, 5 years of food on board and fully automatic weapons and rocket launchers. And they're not doing it out of hysteria or fear. Some of these billionaires started their own companies. They're really smart. They're good people. Others were the children and grandchildren of robber barons. But they are escaping. Hundreds of articles a week. Chicago Tribune, headline, "The rich are fleeing Chicago." Millionaires are leaving Chicago, report. They just try to run out to the countryside. Put a fence up around their yard, put in well water and a wind turbine, maybe some solar. But the really rich people, I told the story 6 years ago of going and filing some corporations, which you do for every new film or, you know, new venture you put out for liability protection. And I'm there in this big fancy law firm, never been there before. I'm just there to file some papers. Attractive lady walks over, older lady, but attractive, and says, "You know who I am?" I'm like, "No, I don't know who you are." She says, "Well, I'm a big listener, and I'm selling everything I got, and I'm, you know, moving out of the United States." She told me where she was going. She said, "You can talk about this, just don't say who I am. Look, you know, look up who I am later." Even 6 years ago, you know, the iPhones were so slow, I didn't check it in my pocket. And then I did, you know, the business I had left, and I Googled her that night at home, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a lady that's one of the biggest owners of a defense contractor company. This is a lady that owns all these big banking firms, admittedly worth tens of billions of dollars. And for like 15 minutes, she told me, she said, there won't be a U.S. in 4, 5, or 6 years. Now, that's 6 years ago. I said, what do you mean? She said, what do I mean? It's everything you say, but I've confirmed it at the highest levels. And everybody else is getting out of here. And I said, well, what's going to happen? She goes, you know? And she said, you need to get ready to get really famous and really successful. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, buddy, you got it. And when all this stuff starts happening, you are going to have credibility that is stratospheric. Now, I've told that story since that happened. And now here we are, and it's all happening. And things always take a little longer than people think. And I wish she was wrong. But panic, anxiety sparked rush to build luxury bunkers for L.A. super rich. Let me tell you, L.A. goes upside down. No bunker's going to keep you safe. That is the last place you want to be on Earth. You do not want to be there. We should get, you know what? It's time to fly Joel Skousen back here. I mean, he flies himself. Pilot. It's time to tell him I'll pay for the fuel for to fly him here in his jet or fly him here commercial. I want to get Skousen here to maybe shoot a new special report, you know, mini documentary. We've already made one film with him, Strategic Relocation, and that was about 4 years ago because things are really, really starting to boil over, obviously. Now, I said I'd mention headlines. Let me just do that right now. U.S. owes black people reparations for a history of racial terrorism, says UN panel, headed up by the Saudi Arabians, who are the most abusive on earth after North Korea. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Washington Post. London is open. Mayor Khan vows to defy Brexit and offer city visas to immigrants. He supports the EU. He supports the UN. He says he will ignore federal law and he will ignore the parliament, just as the EU does, and he will bring in the illegals and the jihadis himself, as express.co.uk. Remember, this isn't Alex Jones. I told you months ago he was going to open the borders up and bring everybody in and create a London stand. He's now announcing it. We know the plan. Before we got Soros' emails 5 weeks ago, we already knew the plan. It was word for word what we already knew. You can see it. Soros says we're going to bring in giant, incompatible groups, break society down, bring in civil emergency over the top of that, and then segregate everybody and control everyone with that divide and conquer stratagem. The Clintons call it the broken coalition strategy. I mean, boom, here it is, UN, Islamic mayor. It goes on and on. Obama administration and UN announced global police force to fight extremism in the U.S., run by the UN. DHS accidentally legalized 750 immigrants just magically, who had just shown up. And, of course, they just magically bust them in, fly them in, all the rest of it. That's just because Obama has the UN, you see, running this program with the founder of the EU, Peter Sutherland, as the head of the EU Borders and Migrant Bureau. That's their new 21st century weapon. This is the attack. Obama administration wants to surrender U.S. control of the internet to global bureaucracy. That's from months ago. I wanted to point that out. It happens in 3 days. Donald Trump came out just 5 days ago and said, or 6 days ago, and signaled opposition to handing internet control to the United Nations. Well, sorry, they hand them the DNS servers, the codes, the address systems, where they can disappear anybody they want off the web where no one else can find you. And that's just a nuclear option to what's already happening with Google and Microsoft and Apple and Facebook, where they only direct you to news you want. My iPhone broke, so I said, get me a new one to the crew. They got me a 7, I guess the new one, and I'm actually going to turn it back in and get an older one. And I've said I need to get rid of them, but I am a media person. I am a journalist. I really do work on it. I know it's evil, but my good, I think, outweighs it. But still, I can't preach against these little computers that track us and follow us and control us if I'm sitting here using one. But I was on it for hours last night. When someone calls you and does a voicemail, without you asking it to, it transcripts what they said. And that's NSA technology, old technology. But they're just incorporating it all in our face, making it ubiquitous. And everything about it would just launch news that was Salon and New York Times and Washington Post and in the news feeds. It was all bashing Trump. So I search engine myself in the news it kept redirecting me to. Wouldn't even say what it was. It was just directing me to it. And it was all, attack pieces for dozens of pages of links. Just everything bad about Alex Jones, every distortion, every lie. This is the technocracy that we see forcing you into their internet ghettos that Matt Drudge talked about. So there's the news on that front. Pat Cadell calls out stupidity of Republicans in internet takeover debate. It's another sign of America selling out. And that's absolutely what's happening. The Republicans are going along with it, just like they do TPP and the rest of it, because they're getting bought off. You know, crooks in the old days just robbed banks. Now they just sell out our infrastructure. And then the UN admits they're going to censor us under their new policies, and they're already beta testing all that. Panic, anxiety spark, rush to build luxury bunkers. I mentioned that, and it ties into China. Debt could wreck the global economy. Leading economist warns country could suffer a calamitous slowdown. Now, let's talk about this. I have asked my crew, this is something that's fallen through the cracks over the years, to go back and find news clips on YouTube and to go back and find news articles. I mean, I can remember some of the headlines myself. And to just do a little news piece showing this, where we told you 5 years ago when they were debating Obamacare that the versions of the version that passed have death panels, have rationing of care, and you can't keep your doctor most of the time, and it does double and triple your prices, and that there are penalties of up to $5,000 per person and your employer. Now, I'm experiencing it with the CPAs and the law firms right now, where I have basically 50 employees, and I've got some contractors, and so by law, $5,000 fine per person and my employees' $5,000 fines. They've been ratcheting up the last few years, run by the IRS, who hired 18,000 new people in the Obamacare bill to enforce it. So I said, this is a tax, and it's not evenly laid on people because Obama can give thousands of companies waivers to not have to get Obamacare, like McDonald's. So then, you know, your hamburger chain goes under. It's got to pay for it, but McDonald's doesn't. The whole thing's discriminatory. And there are news clips with Rachel Maddow and others saying, I'm deeply racist, I'm hateful, I'm bad, I'm evil, I'm lying about our first black president, saying that this thing has fines and fees. I remember a story 2 years ago when the fines were starting to kick in at certain levels. Now, this year, it kicks in on everybody. And I remember the headlines everywhere. Matt Drudge caught lying. Drudge lies. There is no Obamacare penalty. Remember, Drudge said, I'm not trying to obsess on Drudge. This is what happened. I mean, this is in the news. This is an example. Just Drudge is in the news all over the place. That's why we talk about Drudge every 5 minutes. And it's not a Drudge obsession. It's just like, it's a fact. There's lots of sand at the seashore, folks. You know, that's what we're building sandcastles with here. And so Drudge comes out and says, and tweets, I'm going to just, you know, basically pay the fine. I'm not getting Obamacare. I'm not being forced to do what you want and going out to some, you know, big, you know, scam computer site where the insurance companies pass me around like a $2 whore. That's what they do. The exchange is what they call it. Boy, I spent days on that thing getting insurance last year because I was kicked off my insurance by Obamacare that I'd had for 18 years. Oh, and by the way, it doubled the first year. But get this. We can show where they said there is no penalty. There is no tax. Racist Republicans are telling you this. And you're just sitting there reading the bill. You're talking to CPAs. They go, no, this is going to be a tax. This is going to be a penalty. Nico had a joke this morning when I was ranting and raving about it. He goes, now, Alex, he goes, you know, it's not a penalty. It's a tax. And that's how they play these games. So now House Republicans warn against Obama administration's attempt to bail out Obamacare insurers. Because the insurance companies wrote this, where the big ones get to make money on the front and on the end, then it's meant to collapse health care. One of the authors of it on Fox News, Emanuel's brother, even admitted, oh, this is just step one. Once this wrecks the system, we're going to go to a single payer. They admit Cloward and Piven they're wrecking it on Fox. Here's another one. Insurance company sues for $223 million after Congress blocks Obamacare bailouts. And then here's what I was mentioning. 8.1 million taxpayers paid $1.7 billion in Obamacare penalties in 2014 alone. It's taken the feds a year and a half to release the numbers. That was the first year the penalty started kicking in 3 years ago. Can you imagine what they are? It's going to be the first year. It was 8.1 million people hit with $1.7 billion in tax penalties. But there is no penalty. Obama said so. And the lies. We've got Hillary with Lester Holt interrupting Trump 40-plus times, her seven, her giving hand signals like it was, Three Stooges playing poker, Holt following her every move, interrupting whenever she... It's so rigged. I'm, like, asking myself, how much more rigged is this going to get? It's a lie of racist. The Obamacare is free. You can keep your doctor. There's no penalties. It says right here, 18,000 new IRS agents, $5,000 a year fines. No, it doesn't. Yeah, it's in the subsection. Shut up. Shut up, racist. And you got some crazy Nazi collaborator running around spending hundreds of millions of dollars to start race war. And I'm just like, how far does this go? How much crazier does it go? And then the UN's involved with George Soros. We have the emails trying to cause a civil war so they can then bring in some global government leftist truth commission reorganization of the United States. I mean, that's what I told you they do 10 years ago. Now it's all in the Washington Post today. And they're announcing babies being born with three parents. New Scientist. Just because we can. And designer humanoids. And we have lost our moral compass. That's why this is happening. I'm going to come back and we've got... oh, by the way, we have a clip from 2003 of Trump saying he was against the Iraq war from Fox News. They say it doesn't exist. I found five clips of him saying it. But Lester Holt said it wasn't true.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Oil spill, air pressure, nothing at the store. What are you going to do when a zombie's at your door? Or new mana, strong organically. America made just for you. The store don't have to eat. Yum!
We'll be right back.
attention span. They think you don't remember that 3-4 years ago they were saying there is no penalty, there is no tax. But then it phases in, $1,000 the first year, $3,000 the next year, $5,000 the next. And there's actually language in there that if, quote, Obama wants to, because it gives the president a blank check, and the next president, they can go in and maybe raise the tax even more. But we actually found some of the headlines, Associated Press, you name it, saying, Matt Drudge is lying. There is no penalty. There is no tax. Let's put some of those on screen for TV viewers. Just to remind new listeners and listeners, that's TMP. Matt Drudge is probably lying, they added that, on paying huge Obamacare Liberty tax. Now, let's go back to another clip. We have tweets put out by the White House. Liberty tax, White House media attack after Drudge pays Obamacare opt-out penalty. And they go on to say, when this started 3 years ago, that it doesn't exist. Tell that to Darren McBreen. He says, I can talk about it. I want to get him to do a piece on it. One of our reporters has been here 5 years. Darren's been paying the penalty for 3 years, and it just went up this year to 5,000 juicies. 5,000 juicies for him. But it doesn't exist, and Matt Drudge is a liar. And, of course, Obama is calling for world government, so is the Pope, but that's a different world government than I was talking about all those years ago. Oh, but there's the headline, Obamacare penalty increasing sharply in 2016. And then I have all these mainstream articles here announcing that taxpayers in the first year of Obamacare paid $1.7 billion in penalties for not getting it. Oh, excuse me, and who implemented it? The Internal Revenue Service. That's what the bill said. It's what the bill did. And now you know why I get mad watching Lester Holt and Hillary Clinton. I mean, it was the biggest load of lies. I was short-circuiting. It was all lies, except for her saying, I'm going to extrajudicially just put you on list. You can't buy guns anymore. No more due process. Only thing she said that was true. A monstrous creature. And they say, we have no right to exist. The Attorney General said 3 months ago, conservatives have no right to have media platforms. We need to censor them. She had to back off of that, but they are now moving forward. And Hillary put out an email 3 weeks ago in fundraising saying, we're going to shut down the alt media. And I remember thinking about who I named, Drudge and Breitbart, myself, and people got attacked by her. But she didn't attack Savage, and Savage was on 2 weeks ago saying, I'm really upset I wasn't named. He said some of that on air during the break. He goes, yeah, I'm upset she didn't name me. She named you. And I went, don't worry, buddy. They're even more scared of you. That's why they didn't name you. And you notice they took him off, and people are like, did it really happen? No, he was just telling me a week before that he might be kicked off the air sooner than it happened. Yeah, it happened. He's off the air. I guess I'll just be off the air and people be like, oh, well, or Alex just got shot in the street. No big deal, you know, or whatever happens. I'll just never commit suicide. Know that, folks. My head is spinning right now. Before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, please support the broadcast. Buy the products. They're excellent. InfoWarsLife.com. We have our new probiotic, 7 years in development. It was being developed 2 years before I even got into business with Dr. Grubb. And it is amazing. It's got 50 million live and active cultures, 23 different probiotic strains. We keep it refrigerated here. We ship it to you with an ice pack. And, again, it is very, very important to get into the refrigerator to have it last. Last the longest and get the biggest effect. InfoWarsLife.com. Sign up for AutoShip and get 10% off additional and so many other specials. Free shipping is extended, but only for one more day, and then it's over. There's some other specials as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Hour 2. Spread the word. It's an InfoWar, and you are an active participant.
We are now 40 days from the November 8th, 2016 election. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And we are now only 3 days out from the UN official takeover of the web. And the power to regulate is the power to destroy. And they say they're coming for us. Get ready.